From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual assault and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified seven new possible victims in the town of Bambari. The mission says the soldiers implicated in the cases are from the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and says that both countries' governments have been asked to launch their own investigations. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the cut would mean very little additional training for Afghan soldiers possible. An Israeli court has sentenced two Israelis, one to life in prison and another to 21 years, for the 2014 murder of a Palestinian teen. A third Israeli is awaiting a verdict following psychological examination. Two of the defendants were 16 at the time they committed the murder, while a third was 18. All were from ultra-Orthodox families. The three defendants were found guilty in November of snatching 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Ghader from an East Jerusalem street, driving him to an Israeli force, beating him and burning him to death. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton face off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders has a nearly 16-point lead over Clinton in the northeastern state just days ahead of its primary election. This is VOA News.